Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask and encourage you to invite others to the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourself a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Medlock will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you, Brother Sister Danielle, for the things that you continue to do. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for your willingness to share this forum with me and with others. And thank each and every one of you, each of you who have called into the Blog Talk Radio telephone number. Various ones who may have also joined us or may later review this and other devotionals that myself and others have done via www.blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture, which is all one word, as well as those that are joining me on my Tuesday simulcast for Facebook. And so we're thankful for this. We've reached a new month, the month of March of 2022. God is still in the blessing business. God is still of the thought that we might be useful. So he allowed us to rise out of our beds today so that we can hopefully bring glory and honor to him in everything we do, in everything we think, and in everything that we say. We've been continuing a series. I think this is part four of the series where I talked about the spiritual over-under, about the monotony of life. We've talked about the futility of wealth, and we made the point that you need to bet the over on life. You need to bet the over on wealth, basically highlighting really the overall theme of Ecclesiastes as we walk through it. And that is that if you want to look at everything up under the sun, everything up under the sun is vanity. And as the King James says, vexation of spirit, vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Yet, if we understand what happens under the sun and our opportunities to bring God glory from a perspective of God who is over the sun, betting the over is going to always help us to handle things under the sun in an appropriate way. So today, we'll talk about the whole concept of the vanity of wisdom. Some people think they have a handle on things. They think they have a pulse on the operation. They think that they can take the temperature and they'll know exactly what needs to do. They have their nose, their feet to the pavement, their nose to the grindstone, so to speak, and they kind of say, I understand exactly what's going on in life. Well, the psalmist, not the psalmist, but the preacher here in Ecclesiastes has said some things that might be of value, because if we bet the over on wisdom, meaning don't plug into the wisdom that you see in and around your sphere of influence and locus of control, but focus more on what God actually says about things, that's going to help us. So, for instance, in Ecclesiastes 7 and 8, the Bible says the end of a matter is better than its beginning. Patience of spirit is better than haughtiness of spirit. This is the New American Standard Version. Do not be eager in your heart to be angry, for anger resides in the bosom of fools. Do not say, why is it that the former days were better than these? For it's not from wisdom that you ask this. So the whole orientation, because the beginning of this discourse in chapter 7 and verse 1 starts with a good name is better than a good ointment, and the day of one's death is better than the day of one's birth. So the whole idea is really a lot of people like to live in the moment, and that to them is the wise thing to do. If you have a sense of, is what you're doing going to have a particular result? Is it better to have patience of spirit than haughtiness of spirit? The scripture and the preacher here would say yes. Because when it's all said and done, if we go back to living in the moment and in that sense, hey, we used to really enjoy things back in the former days, that's not betting the over on wisdom. That's not having a spiritual mindset. You want to take the time that God is giving you now and make sure that you're leaving a legacy that not only is good to your name, but is pleasing and acceptable to God. That's why as we try to make life better by having that perspective, we're able to see life clearer when we have an over-the-sun perspective, even on things like wisdom. Verse 13 of Ecclesiastes 7 says, consider the work of God. For who is able to straighten what he has bent? I'm going to let that sit out there for a second. Because when it's all said and done, if God is setting it up so that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, there's nothing that we can do about that. When it's all said and done, if God has put us in a particular job, put us in a particular city, allowed us to live on a particular street, and hasn't given us the means to be able to make any moves, then what can you really do about it? That wouldn't be looked at as rebellion against God and maybe his will for you. So the wisdom that is from above states the rest in a way that helps us to understand maybe exactly how we need to approach seeing life clearer. In the days of prosperity, be happy. But in the days of adversity, consider, God has made the one as well as the other so that man will not discover anything that will be after him. So we make life better when we have God's perspective on wisdom, and we see life clearer when we understand that everything is coming from the work of God. God is the one that allows us to be prosperous. God is the one that allows us to go through adversity. God has made the one as well as the other. And when we look at it from an above the sun, godly perspective, it'll help us not only to live life better, but it'll also help us to see life in a clearer way. Also, we need to face life in a stronger way. It's going to help us if we can obey the rulers. That context starts in Ecclesiastes 8, 1 and 2. Who is like the wise man and knows the interpretation of a matter? A man's wisdom illumines him and causes his stern face to beam. I say, keep the commandment of the king because of the oath before God. Do not be in a hurry to leave him. Do not join in the evil matter, but he will do whatever he pleases. Since the word of the king is authoritative, who will say to him, what are you doing? We shouldn't get into this thing of, okay, if I'm a Republican, that's my president, but if I'm a Democrat, that's not my president, or vice versa. Even with the governors, you know, let's have proper respect for the people that God has allowed to put in office. So that's going to help us to live like stronger, but we can find a way that regardless of whether we agree or disagree, find a way through the will of God to still be obedient to our rulers. Then he closes this section at the end of chapter 8 by helping us see some final things about living above the sun view of wisdom, and to be able to face life in a stronger way. There is futility, verse 14, which is done under the sun. That is, there are righteous men to whom it happens according to the deeds of the wicked. And on the other hand, there are evil men to whom it happens according to the deeds of the righteous. I say, this too is futility. So I commend pleasure, for there is nothing good for a man under the sun except to eat and to drink and be merry, and this will stand by him in his toils throughout the days of his life, which God has given him under the sun. So there's going to be things that are going to be done right by righteous men, the things going to be done wrong by people who are evil. And you got to be able to just know that that's just going to be the case. Some people are going to do right, and some people are going to do wrong. And just don't get so high or so low in any of them, but just enjoy your life and enjoy the toils that exist under the sun. Verse 16, when I gave my heart to know wisdom and to see the task which had been done under the earth, even though one should never sleep day or night, I saw every work of God. I concluded that man cannot discover the work which has been done under the sun. Even though man should seek laboriously, he will not discover. And though the wise man should say, I know, he cannot discover. There are just some things that we're not going to know. You know, Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things are with God. There are just some things that we aren't going to totally understand. We got to hang on to the sentiments of that song that says, we'll understand it better by and by. But as much as we can plug into the wisdom that is above the sun, that's going to help us live better. That's going to help us see life clearer. And that's going to help us face life in a stronger and a more profitable way. I look forward to delivering the series, continuing the series next week as I talk about the over on death and how to look at death in a spiritually appraised way. Father, I want to thank you for the willingness to be able to allow us to have this devotional, to be able to do the things that we're able to do as we talk to the masses here on Facebook and through the Blog Talk Radio format. May people watch this live, may people look at this via the archives and make notes, ask questions, maybe even ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Please bless us and keep us all, for we're all in need of your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.